Waitangi Day was celebrated on the 6th of February in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The national holiday commemorates the signing of the country's founding document, the Treaty of Waitangi, by Maori and British settlers in 1940. Waitangi Day comes at a time where Maori leaders are saying their rights are being eroded by the New Zealand government. The coalition's Treaty Principles Bill, which looked at altering how the treaty was interpreted, was voted down in its second reading last year. National Indigenous Radio Services reporter Harrison Peterson spoke with Auckland University's Maori Students Professor and Ngāti Kahu leader Margaret Mutu about the relationship between the Maori community and the New Zealand government.
Current relations between Maori and the government are probably at the lowest ebb I've ever seen. We do at the moment have the most racist government that I've seen in my lifetime. Who is absolutely determined to strip Māori not only of our rights that we had fought to get in place over the last 50 years in legislation and in government policy, but they're also stripping our resources out of us. So the funding that we did have for a lot of the programs that support our people has been stripped, and our people are really, really hurting. So we just came out of a meeting with the government, with National Iwi Chairs Forum. That's a group of 87, I think it is, leaders of the various Māori nations, the various iwi around the country. We're a very pragmatic group. We're just trying desperately to get help for our people who are, you know, our homelessness has gone through the roof. We've just had these massive weather events that always hit our Māori communities the hardest, and we're just trying to help our people survive. And so we were just demanding of the ministers to please give us the resources. So we did talk to them, and that's what National Iwi Chairs Forum does. We will always talk to a government, no matter how bad they are. We will still try and talk to them.
And I believe the last time we spoke was around the defeat of the Treaty Principles Bill at its second reading. So since then, has relations kind of froze over?
Well, what's happened is that, you know, over the past 2.5, whatever it is, years since we've had this ultra-right-wing government, they have been rushing through legislation, through urgency, so no consultation, where the impact of the changes of the legislations means that the settlements that have been entered to are being completely undermined. And so where, for example, you manage to get in your settlement that local government can't do, you know, issue resource consents and permission for developers to do sorts of things in your area without talking to you, that has been stripped out of a lot of the legislation and therefore undermines the settlements which promised that that wouldn't happen. So there's a lot of anger amongst the iwi about the ongoing legislation. So it didn't just stop at the Treaty Principles Bill. Since then, and the defeat of that, they have continued to keep stripping us of our rights. And the most recent one is around resource management, where they're giving rights to the developers, to the wealthy, treating our Mother Earth, Papatūānuku, we call her, as a commodity to be exploited.
The reaction to the Principles Bill saw a lot of young Māori become more politically motivated.
Yes.
And have you noticed that's remained since then?
Oh, it's grown. So my grandchildren's generation know what the treaty is about, know that it guaranteed Māori the right to remain the ultimate and paramount authority in this country. This is our country. We are responsible for this country. And the treaty ensured that when the British came in here, that they could come. That was the whole thing about the treaty, that it allowed the British to come in here, but on condition that they stopped their lawlessness and that the Crown, the Queen of England, took responsibility for that lawlessness and managed her people. So the responsibility, which had before that been our responsibility, because they were our guests, we passed that responsibility on to the Crown. And the Crown, of course, has never, ever done what they were supposed to do. And our young ones of today know about that stuff, whereas my generation knew sort of, and my parents' generation were told it was all a bunch of lies. But our young generation now not only knows, they also know that the deeply embedded racism in this country, it's deeply, deeply entrenched and normalized in this country.
That was Professor Margaret Mutu from Auckland University speaking with Niers Harrison-Peterson.